Beijing has rejected NATO's claim that China presents systemic challenges. The Chinese mission to the European Union says it's a slander on China's peaceful development and represents a continuation of the Cold War mentality and bloc politics. China's reiterated its commitment to a defense policy that is defensive in nature. Official data shows that China's defense budget for this year is $209 billion. That accounts for 1.3% of its GDP, less than NATO's minimum 2% criteria. The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee says it'll investigate the Justice Department's surveillance of members of Congress and journalists during the Trump administration. It's still unclear if the cases are related, but panel chairman Gerald Nadler says they raise serious constitutional and separation of power concerns. U.S. media reported that the Justice Department had subpoenaed Apple over the past few years for communications metadata on House Intelligence Committee members, their staff, and families. Journalists at the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN also had their phone data and other records seized secretly. Russian President Vladimir Putin's denounced actions aimed at driving a wedge between Moscow and Beijing. Speaking in an interview with NBC News, Putin stressed that China is Russia's strategic partner and not a threat. He praised what he calls a high level of trust and cooperation between the two sides in all areas, as well as their long relationship. The Russian president vowed to continue working with China on all kinds of programs, including exploration in deep space. Opposition parties in Japan have reportedly agreed to submit a non-confidence motion against Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga's cabinet later on today. The move is being made after the ruling coalition rejected calls for extending the current ordinary parliamentary session, which ends on Wednesday. Nearly 90 million domestic trips were taken in China during the Dragon Boat Festival. It's a good sign that the tourism industry in the country is rebounding. The World Health Organization says that combining different COVID-19 vaccines is a feasible option to fast-track vaccination efforts. Preliminary studies in Spain, Britain, and Germany with an AstraZeneca first dose followed by a Pfizer vaccine proved to develop levels of protection as high as 2 doses of Pfizer. The high school entrance exam in Guangzhou has been postponed due to COVID-19. The tests were originally scheduled for next week, with over 90,000 students set to participate. Officials say the new dates will be set depending on the local coronavirus situation. NBA veteran Jeremy Lin's announced on social media that he'll return to the CBA next season. Lin's rejoining the Beijing Ducks, for which he played in the 2019-20 season, prior to his year with the Santa Cruz Warriors in the NBA's G League. He averaged 19.8 points per game in the G League in the past season.